Our Blues insider from The Athletic is Jeremy Rutherford, and JR joins us now here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. JR, how you doing?
Doing well. Hey, you guys know that I'm a faithful listener to the show, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I listen all the time. There are some times where I'm a little bit busy, and I'll turn on the radio and say I should listen, you know, to the last couple minutes before my segment in case they have some question that they might ask me. So I just tuned it in a couple minutes ago, been a little busy. And the last thing I heard heading to break is, what? Let's ask him about his rash.
Yeah, JR, what's the worst rash you've ever had?
Well, I don't know if I should be. I was telling Meat that I don't know if I should share this story, but there was one time when I did have a rash, and it was so bad, I was scratching so bad, that I decided to call the hospital. The only thing is this rash was in a region that was a little personal and kind of odd to talk about on the phone. So I said to the lady on the other line, I said, I have a rash. And she said, okay, where? And I said, it's da-da-da-da-da. And I just couldn't get the words out. And I just kind of tried to say the word three times, but it never came out. And she said, well, look, sir, if it's that bad, you're going to have to get to a doctor ASAP. So that's what I recommend. And so I hung up and kind of regretted calling. But that's my rash story.
Did everything turn out okay?
Yeah, the rash in the region eventually went away.
So did you go to the doctor for it?
No, I don't think I ever made it to the doctor. It happened.
I got to tell you, man, I didn't think you'd actually tell us one.
I did the best I can. Hey, look, you got to play along, right?
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Feedback's a beautiful thing, too, JR. Like, we always want feedback. We got tons of texts about different stuff. Now, mainly they were about why you would move out of your house or want out, but rash ones are welcome, too. Hey, and JR, feedback is something that you got a ton of at The Athletic here recently. You did your survey of Blues fans, and I enjoyed it. I partook in this survey. And overall, shockingly, after winning a Stanley Cup, JR, it seems like Blues fans are pretty happy right now.
Yeah, they are. And going into that survey, you kind of knew what the answers were going to be. And like I said in the article, there's been years where you knew that fans were not happy, and you knew which direction the survey was probably going to go. But you win a Stanley Cup, you host a Winter Classic, you host an All-Star game, you do phenomenal things in the community, and the results are going to be pretty good. And they were. But we tried to mix it up and, you know, not ask so many obvious questions and ask people who they thought the biggest rivalry was for the Blues outside of the Blackhawks one. I was a little bit surprised, not that it was Nashville, but that it was 60% Nashville. That's what Blues fans think. So we had some fun with other ones. Who do you think the Blues are losing the expansion draft? Kind of a mix of Zach Sanford, Vince Dunn, a lot of people wishing for Justin Falk. So if you haven't had a chance to check out that survey, please do so at The Athletic.
Also, shockingly, people here overwhelmingly believe that if there is a Stanley Cup playoff this season, they will win back-to-back titles. So it's 43% of all the responders have said that. It's the plurality. I think the next most is that they'll lose out in the Western Conference Final, and 28% of people say that. That seems to be a pretty prevailing thought, and you know what, JR? A lot of times I'd be skeptical of it, but I really do think that if the playoffs were to happen, there is an excellent chance this team could repeat.
Yeah, and I actually was glad to see that number of people that voted for the back-to-back Cups, Ronj, was only 43%. I mean, you're talking about hometown fans taking that survey, and obviously they're rooting for another Stanley Cup if they do play. And to see that less than half were expecting back-to-back Stanley Cups, I thought was kind of the honesty in that anonymous poll. So when you look at it, I think it comes out about right, 43% back-to-back Cups. You got another large chunk of people predicting them to finish runners-up in the Stanley Cup Final, and then making it all the way to the Western Conference Final. I thought that was a pretty legit vote there.
I thought the survey was great, too. Mild disappointment in that we aren't able to definitively determine whether or not Country Roads should be the official sing-along song in the third period.
What do you guys like it? I like it.
I'm fine with it, too. Those guys are vehemently against it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
And
I like
thing,
the
too,
song.
Is, yeah, I just like how it was organic, and I don't know if you guys know the story. I'll give you the 5-second version, but had that song played out in its entirety that night, it would have never become a thing. But the fact that they started playing it 5 or 6 seconds before the puck drop, and because play resumed, they had to cut it off, and therefore the rest of the crowd sang the end of it, it became a thing, and then they played it the rest of the year. So I just like it because it was organic. It wasn't forced down anybody's throat.
Yeah, I like that aspect of it. Those do end up being the best ones. I wonder how long that one's going to hang on for. We'll see. It makes all the sense in the world in St. Louis to sing about West Virginia. As long as you're winning, who cares? Nobody cares
who
about
cares,
that stuff,
right? Right.
Hey, I wanted to hit on another thing from your survey, JR, and this was probably a harder one for fans to even think about because it was like a negative-based question, yet kind of a hard one to find an answer for, but 42.6% was talking about the question was, what has been Armstrong's worst trade? And that was the TJ Oshie trade at 42.6%. Were you surprised by how many people voted that one as the worst?
Yeah, I was. Obviously Oshie was a fan favorite. He goes to Washington. He wins a cup. Troy Brouwer scores a big goal here, but he's only here a year. So I guess looking at it from that perspective, you're not surprised, but I thought there'd be a recency bias there. There's been so much said about Joel Edmondson for Justin Faulk. And as I've said, I don't think it's just the trade. I think it's a long-term extension for Justin Faulk that kind of throws that one over the edge in terms of how people view that trade. You know, one of the write-in votes, and I mentioned it in the article, Ben Bishop for a second-round pick that wound up to be a player, Tommy Vanelli, that never did anything with the Blues. That was one that got some picks. But that trade, that they were going to lose Ben Bishop at the time if they went into that summer without re-signing him. And, of course, they had Jake Allen at the time who they were grooming. But in terms of big picture, the TJ Oshie one kind of surprised me because I thought more recently this Edmondson-Faulk trade would have been the winner.
The other point to be made about the Bishop trade is that you had the 26-year-old Halak and the 26-year-old Elliott, and they were winning the Jennings Trophy. One of them had a 1.8 GAA that year. One of them had a 1.6, and Bishop was the same age as those guys. So here's a guy that's sitting in the minors. What are you going to do? Are you going to move Brian Elliott or Yaro Halak so that you can bring up a guy who hasn't played but 2 or 3 games in the NHL? They were trying to win that year. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah, it's a great point. They were winning at that time, and then also you had the tandem here, and then you had Jake Allen in mm-hmm. the system. And at the time, hey, you can say what you want to say about how Jake Allen's career played out compared to Ben Bishop's, but Jake Allen was the goalie of the year in the minor leagues that year.
And JR, I know people looking ahead, and one of the questions that was asked here in that survey is how long this window is open. And most people believe it's at least 3 years, or you know, up to 3 years. I mean, you got a lot of respondents say 1 year, 2 years, and you got 3 years. Nobody seems to think this is it. However, this could be it for Alex Pietrangelo, and we don't really know what things are going to look like next year because of everything that's happening now. But as you now try to assess the future for the Blues, everything being different than it was 2 months ago, what do you think happens with the Blues and Pietrangelo?
Well, we had the article today. Pierre LeBrun talked to Alex Pietrangelo, and he kind of scratched the surface on the contract situation. He said that he's open to anything, even when Pierre asked him about signing a short-term deal to kind of get through the uncertainty of what the salary cap's going to be, at least for the next year. Maybe 2 years. I still think there's a great chance that we see Alex Pietrangelo as a Blue. Here's how I break it down: is that I don't know that you want to sign a long-term contract extension in this environment because if the salary cap remains the same or even goes down, you're just not going to be able to get that $9 million or $9 million plus AAV on a long-term deal. So if you want to sign a short-term deal, a year or two, just to get through this and then sign that long-term deal, which at that point might be only a 5 or 6 year deal, where are you going to go? Which teams are going to be able to afford it? And as Alex Pietrangelo said in the article, guys, you know, do you want to move your family right now to play the next 2 years somewhere? And then you might be on the move again. To me, if you're going to sign a short-term deal, what makes the most sense is staying put in St. Louis. So I still like his chances of coming back here. I realize the Scandella signing, these signings here lately, pushed the Blues very close to what the salary cap may be, even within $3 million. of what it could be if it stays the same, $81.5 million. But we all know that Doug Armstrong is going to have to make some moves to make this work either way, long-term, short-term, or whatever he pays him. Doug Armstrong is going to have to make some moves to free up some space.
Hey, JR, in regards to the Marco Scandella four-year deal, when the Blues traded for him, was there anything about that that screamed to you he's going to be a part of the organization for the foreseeable future?
Not necessarily a four-year deal. Did I think when they traded for him, this guy's going to, you know, in the future sign a four-year extension? You know, he's a good player. He's a veteran player. But he came in, and it clicked so well with this Blues defense and with Colton Parayko. And then with the Jay Bouwmeester situation, Brad, they need a guy on the left side. Yeah, they have Vince Dunn. Yeah, they have Carl Gunnarsson. But after that, you're talking a couple young guys in Mikula and Perenovic next year. So Scandella fits exactly what they need. And for Doug Armstrong, the reason he goes 4 years on that deal is because it drives that AAV down to the 3.25. They get him at a pretty good price, and now they've got him wrapped up long term. So this is longer than I thought if they did re-sign him, but I think it makes sense in terms of what their situation is.
JR, with the Pietrangelo situation, could you envision the Blues utilizing a buyout?
Yeah, I can. And we don't know if there's going to be a compliance buyout like they did after the lockout. There's some scuttlebutt among the agents right now that when they do kind of retool the rules in terms of how they're going to come back from this, there could be a compliance buyout added. But I could see you have a situation with Alexander Steen making nearly $6 million last year. I like him as a player. I like what he's done for this locker room. But if they need some space, they could buy him out. And there's a possibility you have Tyler Bozak. I think they like him. I think they don't mind the price tag. But if you need the cap space, perhaps Tyler Bozak is a guy either you entertain a trade with, or probably to a lesser extent, a buyout. But there are a couple options.
JR, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. That's our Blues Insider, Jeremy Rutherford from The Athletic on 101 ESPN. Next up, the 4 o'clock fight. Stick around. It's next in the Fast Lane.